the end of a century, ravaged by violence, a society of perfect order will arise. Criminals will be frozen and reprogrammed in cryogenic prisons.
The prisoners are ice cubes. Their criminal instincts are being reprogrammed as they sleep.
Aggression and deviant behavior will be totally eliminated.
He's a criminal the likes of which you have never seen. In a bad time, he was the worst.
I'm gonna love running this place.
But in the year 2032...
This morning, Simon Phoenix escaped from this cryo facility. We are, quite frankly, not equipped to deal with the situation.
Amidst a world of peace and calm...
We're police officers. We're not trained for this kind of violence.
How was the fiendish Simon Phoenix apprehended back in the 20th?
In the end, it took just one man. John Spartan.
You mean the Demolition Man?
The conditions of your parole are full reinstatement into the SAPD and immediate assignment to the apprehension of Simon Phoenix.
Two mortal enemies.
Just dropped in and said hi!
From another time.
Pass is over, John! Time for something new and improved!
Oh, hell.
Will be unleashed on a future that isn't big enough for the both of them. Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes, Demolition Man.
I really have a problem with one scene of your movie. It bothered me to the point where I can't even watch it anymore. Okay, so this may sound sexist, but remember, this is the phenomenon I'm talking to people.
Okay.
Kayla and Vanessa are wearing black leather. Kayla's wearing booty shorts. Ass huggers.
Is that what those are?
Yes, they were. They're ass huggers. Kayla, you look nice in those ass huggers, I must say. And you got this shirt on that's tore up like halfway to where her tits are popping out of the top. She's just like, she's like, you know, ready to just whore it up. I'm like ready to pay my way for that girl. Anyway, got about 20 right about now, Kayla. How much money does that give me? Anyway, there is a scene where they break into this building, and a guy walks in there, and he threatens to call the police after Kayla tells him we can have some fun together.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that scene. That guy is gay. I just want to put that out there real quick, people. If a hot ass, I don't give a damn, vampire or whatever, comes at you and say, I'm here for you, I got some playtime or stuff like that, or anything like that, and your next words is, I'm going to call the police, get the fuck out of my area. 9 times out of 10, you've got a gay. I just wanted to throw that out there. I had a very huge problem with that scene, and I just called bullshit all the way. You know, it was very hard to watch the movie after that.
I won't say that.
But that's just me, though. Now, people, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 42. I'm your host, Phenomenal One, MoviesMostPodcast.com.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
Yes, and I was very upset with you, Z. I really was.
But it is a lot better than you expected, right?
No, that scene just ruined it for me. I'm telling you this right now, whatever. If he was really to give him some play, and he turned it down by offering to call the police on it. That is, that's bullshit. It's bullshit. I would have been happy to go in that room with her.
Did you?
You'd have been yelling in the background. That's not part of the script. And I would have been like, fuck you.
I'm improv-ing here.
Improv, let's see what's going to go down in this room real quick.
Did you notice, like, the lesbian tendencies between Kayla and Vanessa?
Yes. And you know what? That's another thing I hate about your movie. They didn't make out not once.
They're sisters.
I don't give a shit. And then there's another problem with that scene, too. As soon as Vanessa pushes him down, you think, it's about to get dirty up in here. Nathan comes. I said, that just ruined whatever boner I just had right now. Here I'm thinking, I'm about like, oh, yeah, I had that lotion ready. That freaking Vaseline was ready. That what is that shit that Shaq uses? Gold Spice or whatever?
What?
Gold Bond.
Gold Bond.
Yeah, I had had that shit ready to get, because he said, makes my elbows move. I was ready to make my dicks move. Shit. I was like, oh, yeah. And then next, you know, he gets pushed down. I see a boy standing over. I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. You really do know how to ruin a movie. You know that?
Yeah. But you're watching it, though.
I thought you liked Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, don't you know he strokes that camera right now? Shit. Well, what was you doing, huh? But stroking okay. Oh my god. Caleb, Vanessa, you come talk to me when you want a real love scene. Nathan, you stay out of it. Made my boner go. I had a murder boner already and everything.
And you, I'm sure you liked Vanessa in her leather pants.
I was liking Kayla and her ass huggers, but you know, wanted her to bite me. I ain't gonna lie.
They were short shorts.
Those ass huggers. Those are all up that girl's ass. I was ready for one of them Ohio storms to kick in and blow that shit up. I felt this during a storm. What happened?
So you haven't got to the ending yet.
I got to a lot of the ending. I'm very upset with you, though, Z. I just wanted to bring that one part up before we talked about Demolition Man.
Well, I was saying because there's like a panty shot with Kayla.
I know which one. When she falls and she opens her legs across with her, I know that. But, yeah, I'm telling you this right now, that scene took me out of the movie, man. It's just not movie logic. Well, you know what? It's not phenomenal on logic. There you go.
It's not phenomenal.
I thought you was making this from me.
One movie I will.
I thought this was from me, Z. You sent this to me as if it was from me. It was supposed to be from me.
It'll be security cam footage.
Okay, yeah. Take the security cam footage out of your local mall, the women's dressing room.
Night vision.
Yeah, I love seeing them when they're green. It makes me feel like I'm fucking a moosh.
It's like you're fucking Fiona from Shrek.
I have a problem with that. She got some cleavage on her. I saw that.
Yeah, she got some fupa, too.
And she got those ears, too. It looks like you can put something in there. Now, granted, some brown shit gonna come out of it, but that's fine with me.
Yeah, because brown shit will be coming out of other places, too.
Yeah, I like some brown sugar, baby. You know? Put some sugar on my pee-pee, baby.
So what would you give New Blood Rising, though?
I would give New Blood Rising, as far as on the tit scale, I'd give it a 1 out of 3. Now, as far as a movie, I gotta watch it again, because I really wasn't watching it as a movie. I was watching it as an ass and tits movie, but that's fine.
A what? Oh.
Every time Z or some boy got him on screen, I kept fast forwarding, just like, hey, where the fuck is the nut?
I'm sorry.
He told me that. He told me to fast forward in some part. He told me.
To watch for tits and ass.
Damn straight. You sold me on that part. I remember when you first told me about this movie. You said Vanessa and Kayla are wearing some black leather. I was just like,
I yes. told you that, yeah.
And then next, you know what? I get disappointed. This is like blue balls for me. That's really well. You know what? Yeah. You know what? I don't even want to do this. People, goodbye. I'm gone. He's gonna do this by himself. I don't. You know what? I'm mad now.
Is that the tagline?
It'll give you blue balls.
Blue balls suck.
Hey, New Blood Rising. Got a quote for you. Got blue balls. And then you put a picture of that cow in there from that Got Milk commercial.
Or the Chick-fil-A commercials.
Yeah, well, shit. I don't want to run away our homosexual people, just like that guy you had in your movie. But, you know, I'm friends with all of our gays. And everything. I recommend you putting a homosexual in the movie, though. I do. I'm glad you did do that.
It could have been Nathan.
He was a metrosexual.
He was wearing that scarf.
Oh my god, this scarf was so fabulous. Oh my god, I love when he took it off too. I was just like, oh, this is some bison shit right here. Ooh. I like it.
I think he called it a smog.
Did you see that commercial on USA for that new reality show that's coming on? I don't know the name of it.
Is that Chrisley Knows Best?
Yeah, Chrisley Knows
Best. I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
You know, I ain't gonna lie, I kinda wanna watch that.
I've seen it.
You seen it?
Yeah.
I know it started, the first episode just aired, right?
Tuesday, but if you have, like, you probably have a video on demand, it's, like, probably a free viewing on USA Demand.
So is it good?
What the kids do is funnier what he does, but...
Oh, because that's the whole point of why I wanted to watch it. I thought it was funny what he was saying in the commercials to them. Ass, not class. Change your F.
Yeah, he, like, low-jacks his kids' cars so he knows exactly where they are.
Oh, my God.
And he has, like, GPS on their phones, and they know, reads every text message, every phone call.
One scene where his kid was, the little one was like, I want to go to a Hooters or a strip club or something like that. And he was just like, you better get your, I don't know, it was just funny. I just wanted to check it out, but if you're saying it ain't all that great, then no.
It's okay. I mean, the little kid's kind of funny because he was, like, watching the dad when he was like opening up a can of pop and he's like, no sugar. And he just opens up a can of pop, drinks it, like guzzles it down and opens up another one just staring at him.
Yeah, they're rich.
Very rich. I guess he owns like a fashion store or something.
Right. I thought it was, until I saw his wife, I was like, oh, that guy's, oh, that's Nathan.
But it was not bad for what it was. But, I mean, you probably have to watch at least once to actually, like, see if you like it or not.
Think it'll get better as it goes on?
It might be. There's a lot of cool, I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff that they showed in the previews with, like, the daughters get, like, the oldest daughter gets, like, a boob job, and the dad gets, like, this cake with, like, boobs on it. And he goes, son, what do you want, an areola or a nipple?
I might watch it because I've been seeing the previews for like a month now, and I know the episode is aired, but I didn't catch it or whatever, but it just looked interesting, so whatever.
Why don't you have a reality show?
Because this shit would get thrown off air from the NAACP and all that shit.
Because you'll get roofied every night.
The N-word be 27 million times. The fuck would be said multiple times. There'd be times where I would space out and just be looking in the sky like, oh. We'd have to follow the phenomenal one then after that, and then it'd be like just podcast after podcast, and it'd be showing off. Shirt off multiple times, prostitutions. That show would be borderline getting arrested. That would be pretty much the documentary of how I get arrested, pretty much.
Oh, so cops.
I'd be doing impressions of dead people and shit like that. I'd be making fun of them. You know, there's a lot of famous people I'd be talking shit about. I mean, everybody would hate me.
No, I don't think so.
That show would get ratings, though.
You know what? We should do a YouTube. We should do a practice YouTube reality show. See how many hits we can get.
Also, a web series?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys never did do a web series. I mean, granted, you guys have your own website, then you guys do movies, you had your own studio at the time, and yet a web series never kicked in for you guys, huh?
You mean Shattered Image Films?
Shattered Image Films and your former team as well.
So
why didn't you guys ever look
at it? I'm actually thinking of doing that. I just gotta, you know, get Night of the Living Dead done first, and then do the awesome fucking idea I had to promote the shit, so.
So why didn't you guys ever do a web series?
I have no idea. That's not my call, but now I think I actually might do. I'm trying to think of some things to do.
You know, web series are getting pretty big nowadays.
I know, as in development, it's a huge thing.
Yes.
And
there's a lot of festivals and award shows that actually promotes tons of web series these days.
Yeah, that's like a new trend now, right? It's like blogging's pretty much gone, but it's now web series.
It's pretty much I don't know how much this will test the time, but let's just say that if we're moving into the digital area, it's something that has the possibility of replacing TV.
I can see that.
If that's a factor, but TV brings in so much audience that that'll never happen.
Well, you gotta think, though. Look at the smart TVs. You can pretty much go on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I see people doing that, watching movies all the time off there.
Let's say this then. It's not something that will replace TV, but it'll be something alongside with TV in the future.
I fully see that, so I 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be big. I've been, lately, like the past 3 years, I've been seeing a lot of awards, and people's been sending me links to their email, to their web series that they do, and I actually find them kind of interesting, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some are good. I mean, like, in development, we both know Kyle and Eric, and they do a great job. I know, I think it was only 3 episodes, but...
There was one of, I can't remember the guy's name, back in 2012, he sent me a thing of his web series where he played a spy. And it was pretty badass, actually. And then he found out that the people he was hunting down were aliens.
Oh, cool.
But the web series ended with, like, it did that host shit, like how they did their marketing for it. It just, like, ended with him walking in this room and then their eyes opening up and just this bright light covered them. And then I was like, oh, fuck.
That's how they ended the show?
Yeah.
Oh. That's not cool.
Yeah, it was one of those. It was funny because that was one of the things I was getting into, and I told him, I was like, what happened? So
I kind of have an idea for an interactive web show.
Like getting an audience involved or like...
Yeah, like say like the end, like it's like someone's going to die and people vote who dies.
So like some Inception shit.
Yeah, something like that.
It's funny because that can go either which way people either going to like it or hate it.
Yeah.
Those endings always lead to... either liking or hating, but one thing it does do is it does bring the question and conversations in.
So. It does. It's a lot to talk about. So
remember that Inception ending? A lot of motherfuckers was arguing about that.
Well, I think because people are like, I didn't understand it.
Well, a lot of people was arguing about he's not back in the world. Yes, he is. God damn it.
Go back to what episode 2, you know, of Throwback Tuesday. You know, I think we had a massive conversation about that ending.
Yeah, because we were talking about, because I was one of the guys, he is back in the real world, it tilted, the thing wasn't supposed to tilt, it was supposed to keep spinning and spinning.
Yeah, so I think no one kind of just threw that in there, for like a little, no one likes to fuck with people, that's his thing.
You know, he doesn't ever react to like audience members or anything like that, he's just like, I don't give a fuck, I do what I want to do.
You know what? I have never seen Nolan show emotion.
Well, where is he from? I know he's from the UK, but what part of the UK is he from?
Let me check that out.
For some reason, I want to say he's Welsh, but I know he's not.
I think you actually might be right. I think he is Welsh. He's from born in London.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean he doesn't live in Welsh, though. So or,
yeah, I was about to say, it doesn't mean his parents are...
He was just born in London.
Yeah.
But he has, I never see him show emotion.
He always has that same look on his face, even when like he's describing the most intense scene ever, he's just still looking, he's like, damn, dude,
yeah.
I'm glad you never decided to go into acting.
One note.
Exactly, stick to directing. You have all these layers of directing, yet you can't show not one bit of emotion.
But Nolan's an amazing director. Can't wait for Interstellar this year.
I'd love to see him win an award, just so I can see what his... He would not give a shit. He would just be looking like, thank you, and just walk right off and be like, damn.
I wonder if he's like an alien.
He probably is. That's why Heath Ledger was able to do such a great job with the Joker, because he just copied Nolan's...
I'm going to base it on you.
I'm going to base this around you. No emotion and have a biggest... I don't give a shit look on my face.
Yeah. But
he would make a great mime.
He would.
Take that brother in some white face and just let him do the hand signals and shit.
He would.
Oh man, we getting way sidetracked. We're talking about Demolition Man.
Demolition Man.
Which, we had some polling thing going on, so yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't reply to Z till like this morning, so.
Yeah, I was at my showing last night and I got home and I saw it was 3 o'clock, like 3 is like a tie. I'm like, fuck! I'm like, I can't find Jungle Fever online. I'm like, we have to go Demolition Man.
All you have to do is watch a Vanilla Ice music video and anyway, ain't that what his video is all about?
Pretty much. But Demolition Man's a good movie. It's kind of like, do you consider it a cult classic?
No.
People do like it, though.
Nobody talks about that movie. Nobody quotes that movie or anything like that.
I like it because Wesley Snipes showed actually so much different type of range than what he's done before. In this.
I mean, what is the last thing you remember Wesley Snipes? And the last thing he done was Blade.
His last movie, he was in that Brooklyn's Finest.
Yeah, and then that was, like, so limited.
I heard it was good, though. He was in Passenger 57.
Yeah, this is not a cult classic movie. Nobody quotes this or talk about it. It's not highly critically reviewed or anything like that.
No. Successfully, yes, it is. It's
very... I'm going to tell you, there's only Stallone movies that are like that is Rambo and Rocky.
Yeah, Expendables.
You know, say Wesley Snipes. We don't even remember that fucking Stallone was even in this fucking movie. That's how bland he is. I'm sorry.
You know what?
Like Stallone.
Okay. Is he like 100% like there in his head, Stallone? Because he is born in Brooklyn, but he talks like he's mentally challenged.
You know, looking at this movie and hearing him today, you would think he probably did some practical effects in Rocky. He must have really took some blows to the head, you know?
he went all out.
Yeah, because I don't think that was acting injury, because, man, that you can understand Arnold Schwarzenegger more than you can Stallone these days.
Yeah.
And he really does picture himself as a leading man, and I'm sorry, yeah. Dude, you don't cut it no more.
No. In the 80s and 90s, sure, action movies were all the rage back then. Now, like Escape Plan...
I personally only like two franchises out of them, and I just named them, which is Rocky and Rambo. So.
Well, name another one. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
I was more of a Schwarzenegger fan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so Stallone, I saw him, like, it seemed like, away from Schwarzenegger, he seemed like he took it more serious, these dumb action movies.
Yeah, but look at him in this one. He actually tried to actually, like, try to be an actor.
Yeah, I thought Wesley Snipes was the best thing out of it.
He was, and this was Sandra Bullock's first major role?
You know, she looks like a younger Jessica Biel in this movie.
She did. Yeah. I
actually had to look it up for a second. I was like, I know this. That's not Jessica Biel. I was like, that's Sandra Bullock. But I was like, let me just look it up just in case. I was like, I know I'm probably tripping out here, but no, she actually, you know, that I thought her ending was Stallone. I was like, oh my god, of course they were gonna kiss.
Yeah, it was telegraphed throughout the whole.
I wanted Wesley to win, and I wanted him to find this time traveling thing where he met up with Chris Tucker from.
From what?
You know what movie I'm about to say.
Friday?
No, not Friday.
Fifth Element. But you are 100% right. This movie is all Wesley Snipes because he's so charismatic.
Yeah. He's scared. Yeah, exactly. He's charismatic as a motherfucker. Stallone's trying to play it all serious, and he's like, "Man, stop it."
And he's actually kind of frightening.
Stallone or
Snipes?
Yeah, Snipes is. Yeah.
Simon Phoenix. That's a great name as well. But he's like smart and he's just terrifying character.
Mm-hmm. And once again, he is Chris Tucker's character times 20. Especially in this scene where he beats up the cops.
When he's hacking into the thing?
Yeah, and he's doing he keeps saying fuck, and they keep handing out tickets. And I'm telling you this right now, in that world, man, I would get fined so much.
Me too.
They would fine my ass so much, I just said it again, a ticket would be popping out right now in my pocket.
And the three seashells?
Yeah. That has to be the most boring cops. It's just like, we're cops, we're not trained for this. What are you there for then? Why is there so many of you?
And then one guy was standing right next to that wall, not knowing what the fuck was going to happen, and all of a sudden those anti-graffiti things come out.
It's like, how could you not know that was going to happen, though, if you're standing, right there? He gingerly walked over there, too. It's like, why would he stand over there?
And what was it? What was their weapons? Like a acid gel nightstick?
Yeah, it was something like that. Did they shoot it in that scene? I don't remember.
They were just carrying it. I think he used it to blow. He used it to blow up the car.
Yeah.
Because I guess it had it kind of knocks you out when you put it to your head.
Mm-hmm. Wesley Snipes, in that scene we're talking about, his action scenes were shot good.
Yeah. Especially when he did that, when he jumped up and did that kick to the windshield. Dude, I think he's the black belt in all forms of martial arts.
Did you see his movement in the movie, though?
Smooth and crisp.
The way he moved in the movie was just mm-hmm. I see why they picked him for Blade.
He's smooth and crisp, and he's got confidence in his shit, too.
He does the same movements as he does in Blade. I was just like, how can you, a movie in 93 back to 2000, how do you just, he must be just a black belt and everything. Make you moves around, stuff like that, because you can't imitate that.
He does. He doesn't really show off a lot of his martial arts skills in this compared to Blade.
Yeah.
But
honestly, because Blade is more,
yeah,
it's heavy-handed.
But he, I mean, he gets cryogenically frozen, and that was, how stupid was that? That was 1996, and how to punish them, they freeze them, and then they give them a fucking hearing, and they implant them with skills, like Stallone's skill was knitting.
Well, you remember the marketing for this movie? They kind of played it as if it was kind of cartoonish and shit. Like,
they did.
Like,
was this a comic book or something? It kind of has that feel to it.
I'm going to say no. I've never heard anything of it. I think they were just playing off the time that it came out with a lot of other stuff. And like you said, it did feel like kind of like the early 90s comic book feel, like a Spawn or a Dread, or Just Dread of Time and shit like that. And I remember they were like, Sylvester Stallone, please, blah, blah, blah. Wesley Snipes, cryogenically flows, mass murderer. Yeah, it was just like, okay.
And they,
it was almost like some Starship Trooper shit.
And they, It was like a four-part limited series comic from DC back in 93.
You know what I was going to say? I think DC might have had that. Because I remember when I remember the opening and closing credits, it had like the old DC like style and frame and shit. So, there you go, DC. Another bad comic movie.
And I remember the marketing campaign, because this came out in... well, let's do a quick rundown for it real quick. Demolition Man, directed by Marco Bambila, starring Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes, Sandra Bullock, Dennis Leary.
If I'm not mistaken, this is that director's first really big role. If anything, I think this is the only role that he did, like, major release, right?
Excess Baggage. I think that was at least a Silverstone movie.
Like I said, this is his only...
Yeah. This is his first movie. Came out in 1993, October 8th. Budget $57 million, box office $159 million.
What was the time frame like when you release a movie like this in October?
Oh, I don't know. usually October movies, they're not like this nowadays. October movies are Oscar movies.
Yeah, we usually get some animated movie, about two animated movies. Mm-hmm. We get
Halloween movies. Films,
and it ends with almost like a lead up to the Oscars. Something that won't get nominated, but something that's just like, yeah. Oh, I can see this probably getting nominated.
Yeah, pay attention to the movie release calendar. You'll know what's coming out, what movie it is.
Yeah, this movie, that shows you what 93 was like then, because this is something you release something like late spring, early summer.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say this could be a February, March release.
February and March is usually the time of, it's just...
It's like, I consider February and March can be like a limbo type thing, that they don't want to release it in summer, but it's not bad to release it in January.
Well, you gotta remember, this got Stallone's name attached to it, though. Stallone, regardless how I feel about him, he was a name.
But Snipes was not that big of a name yet.
Yeah, but this is a Stallone movie, though.
Yeah. But Snipes, he was a name, but he wasn't a big name.
He wasn't Blade yet. I mean, Blade is really what
correct
to be something or whatever. But once again, this is a Stallone movie.
This is Stallone.
As much as we'd like to keep saying, yeah, this is a Snipes movie because he's better than him, but this is far and far. This is a Stallone movie. Stallone is credited and everything. He's on the fucking poster and everything. So.
But you know what? Watching this and you see Judge Dredd, the old Stallone version, it's like the same fucking character.
I was going to say, Stallone pulled out that costume from the Expendables on this shit,
Mm-hmm.
He has the same hat on. Matter of fact, he looks like Guile from Street Fighter.
Don't give him any fucking ideas.
The Jean-Claude Van Damme one, I'm giving him an idea now. He's just like, you know what, I should remake that movie. I think I'd do a better job than Van Damme. Like, no, you won't. won't at all. Guile is American. I don't know what you are, personally.
Whatever happened to that director?
He really fancied himself as a leading man. What gave that man so much power in Hollywood?
Stallone?
Yeah.
Probably because he won a fucking Oscar for his first movie ever did.
He has so much pull in Hollywood. You wouldn't even... Like, he's the only man I know that can have failure after failure of movies, as far as critically and financially, because they really don't do that well.
He's the white Tyler Perry.
Well, that's a difference. Tyler Perry actually makes money. I mean, even it, damn, I mean, that's a damn shame when Stallone would be like, oh, even Tyler Perry makes more money than I do.
Well, yeah, I think you said it. You said it yourself. You go from Rocky, or what was Rocky, then Rambo, then he did like Cobra, and then he kind of did some of these like 80s action movies. He still kept playing the Rambo Rocky card with the sequels, and then he just does like a stupid action movie or a stupid comedy movie.
Yeah, he does a stupid comedy movie where he's almost playing the same goddamn, like you said in this movie. Yeah, he is a combination of his Expendables character and Judge Dredd more.
Mm-hmm.
And I say Expendables just because of the costume. The costume is straight out of fucking Expendables.
It was.
And he's dead right. He is playing the same character from Judge Dredd.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. Stallone has had, like, Copland. He's actually pretty good in that movie. Acting-wise.
I don't like him as an actor, personally.
I don't either, because he can't understand what the fuck... You need subtitles for him.
you need, like, words at the bottom of the screen with the bouncing ball.
He needs that, what's that language-speaking thing?
Oh, Rosetta Stone?
He needs that.
I thought you were going to say hooked on phonics first.
Maybe he failed that, but... I don't understand why... I don't understand why he can't talk right, but... As an action star, yes, I'd want him as a character.
He personally needs to stop putting himself at the forefront of the camera.
Yeah, he's like 60 now.
I thought he was you know what? Before last year, I thought he was better behind the camera, and then until I watched the four movies he released last year, and I was just like, you know what? Never mind.
Well, he did do something with Fruitvale Station, correct?
No.
What? I thought he did.
No, he didn't do anything with that. He wants Michael B. Jordan as far as a...
For the Rocky spinoff?
Yeah, shit to do with Fruitvale Station, what the fuck?
I thought he did something with that.
No, he did something with Parker.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a horrible fucking movie. And then he did Bullet to the Head. That was a horrible movie. He did Parker, behind the camera and shit like that.
Escape Plan.
Yes. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. If it wasn't for Schwarzenegger, that movie would be hard.
And your favorite movie of 2013? Yeah, Grudge Match.
Yeah, I hate that. No, Escape Plan was worse. Escape Plan was worse.
And he wrote Homefront, too.
Yeah, but he did Homefront as well, and that movie was horrible. Like, how do you... Like, Jason Statham, that man's not doing anything good for your career. I'm going to tell you this right now. You remember when Jason Statham, you see a movie with him, you'd be like, yeah, I want to see his movie, because he's going to beat a lot of people's asses.
Yeah, Transporter.
Yeah, exactly. But Parker and Homefront had to be two of his worst films, because you don't get to see him beat anybody's ass with a good camera angle at all. And I was just like, I don't think Stallone is great behind a camera no more.
No.
Either that, or he's really trying to ruin Jason Statham's career.
Maybe he's jealous. But the thing is this, like, look at Stallone and look at Sandra Bullock, and it's pretty much, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you cannot picture those two together. Look at Sandra Bullock, she was like classy type of girl, you know, she loved the action shit, she loved the old time, because this was set in 2030?
Yeah.
32, and
close to, so we'll see if this world comes to that.
Yeah, she loved what happened in the 90s, so she followed his career, and she like absolutely loved him, so it was like a fangirl type thing. And it's not believable.
Especially that kiss, I remember I rolled my eyes, I said, oh my god, come on.
He pretty much forced himself on her.
Yeah, she didn't want to scream rape, though, because of his big arms. She's like, I don't want that motherfucker choking me, but it felt awkward, I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting kind of tired of movies, even... I know in the newer movies I do, whatever, I get tired of it, but even looking back at some of these older ones, I'm just like, man, even in the older ones, those love angles, they did not work. I don't know why.
They seemed forced?
Yeah, I don't know why they keep trying to throw that in movies. Oh, because the heroine has to have a happy ending.
I mean, you said it multiple times with Man of Steel that the Lois Lane thing was shoehorned in. That's what this kind of was. This was kind of shoehorned in.
You know what makes that Man of Steel one worse, though, is that Lois Lane is an actual main fucking character to the story
mm-hmm.
of Superman, yet in that movie, she felt more forced than any character I've ever seen in my life.
I kind of felt that Sandra Bullock was forced a little bit in this.
Yeah, there was no chemistry or love angle, like, mm-hmm. thrown that way, and like, halfway through the film, you see that thrown, and you're just like, Okay, I already know.
I thought there was more chemistry with Sandra Bullock with Benjamin Bratt.
I was going to say Benjamin Bratt, yeah.
And the only thing...
It's like Bob Schneider.
Yeah, God. He's uncredited in this.
Yeah.
One of the things I do hate about this movie is the stuff with
Rob Schneider film.
With the stuff with Katu, the doctor.
Oh yeah.
I didn't like them.
Yeah, I mean, once again, we'll go ahead and keep saying for me and you, and I'm speaking for you, is that this is a Wesley Snipes film for us.
He was. He didn't seem like the mean. It seemed like Katu, because he's the one that programmed Snipes to learn all these martial arts expert and stuff like that. And
he seemed cool.
Snipes or Katu?
Yeah, no, cool, Snipes, but yeah, like you said earlier, he's also threatening and frightening in a way.
Yeah, but it's like Katu's pretty much the puppet master on this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, come on.
What about their Gears of War uniform they was wearing at the end?
I did like the weapons.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't care about the costumes, but the weapons are cool though.
Snipes had that. What Snipes had like a denim overalls with like the Demolition Man logo.
He had that outfit on that Tupac was wearing in California Love.
He did.
California. And
this Snipes should have played a bigger force in it besides eliminate Katu.
Yeah, you know that Stallone has a. Do you think he has something to say in the background of this movie? Because you know they were just like, oh, he's fresh off his big movies, or like you said, Snipes isn't a name really.
Probably he was the biggest star in the entire movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Sandra Bullock was
just starting out.
Yeah.
This is probably her biggest role. I mean, she did, like, Love Potion 9 and stuff like that, but this was her biggest role.
Which is funny, because I still don't consider her a big actress.
She's hit and miss.
I don't like any of her movies.
I'm not going to lie. I like Speed.
Yeah, Speed was good, but I didn't like it for her.
No. It was all Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you get Keanu Reeves for anything that where you don't know what the fuck going on, it's going to sell.
So. These are, like, this is the best movies that she's been in. I'm not saying it because she's an actor, but the best movies she's been in.
Yeah, because everything else I see her in, I'll even go throw this in Gravity once again. It's like she doesn't do shit but scream and holler.
It could be anyone in that role.
They could have got that monkey from down the street, or they could have got Michael Jackson's Bubbles.
I mean, the only role which I think I liked was Miss Congeniality.
Okay,
she was that role, but like Crash, no, it could have been anybody. Blindside, it could have been anybody.
Don't even get me started on The Blind Side. I doubt the Pet Black nigga. But,
but it could have been anyone playing that role.
Yeah, she seems like she always plays herself.
Yeah, she doesn't really branch out.
Yeah, there's no really like emoting of her acting as far as like different tones. She has the same tone of voice and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when she gets angry or yell, it's just like, I just see you as Sandra Bullock, not the actor, but the person.
And I did like her in Time to Kill, too. All right.
Anything with Matthew McConaughey sounds it, you know.
And Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson and Matthew McConaughey. Wow. What a combination.
It is. And one thing that I completely love, because I remember this marketing campaign, Taco Bell is the lone restaurant in the world. And I remember Taco Bell promoting the fuck out of this movie.
You remember Taco Bell used to promote a lot of movies in the early 90s.
They stopped doing that. Why?
What was that?
They stopped doing that.
Yeah, I'm curious as that, too. Maybe they just got bad publicity, because you remember all them stories that was coming out of Taco Bell as far as, like, bugs and rats and shit.
And you can even throw in the whole thing about the workers doing stuff.
Yeah, and the workers doing stuff. So I don't know. Maybe it's just the studios didn't want to get themselves attached to it, or I don't know.
But you don't have, like, I mean, they said, like, it was, like, Burger Wars, like, the fast food franchise wars, and, like, Taco Bell won. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah, everybody knows McDonald's is owning that motherfucker.
McDonald's has an army. It's just not releasing it yet.
Yeah, exactly. That clown food ain't going to get that. Come on.
McDonald's?
I haven't eaten McDonald's in fucking... Since fucking I was 11 years old, but I even today I still know McDonald's owns every fucking.
McDonald's thing. Is the Disney to fast food.
Yes, it is. It has a freaking place everywhere in the world. In London, it's got a fucking chandelier in their goddamn place. Come on.
And Taco Bell, I don't think it's around the world. I think Mexico hates Taco Bell.
Yeah, they. I think that's actually a fact on, if I'm not mistaken, on Wikipedia. I've never seen that. They ate taco. Because there's not one in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, because I went to Cancun, and I asked the driver, I'm like, do you have a Taco Bell? And he looked offended. I'm like, sorry. I'm like, I didn't know.
Taco Bell is just a U.S. thing, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't seen it in Europe, and I know it's not in Mexico. So
no, but McDonald's, you're right. McDonald's is everywhere.
Yeah, McDonald's, I would assume these three. McDonald's, Burger King, and KFC, if I'm not mistaken.
Not Wendy's?
I don't know. I don't think Wendy's is worldwide. That's why.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But I don't remember. I've never heard about a Wendy's in like any other country. I know that for a fact. There's a KFC in every goddamn Asian country and Europe.
people love the Colonel.
Yeah, they love that Colonel. His seven herbs and spices. I branch my seven herbs and spices all back.
But do you remember when they treated like Taco Bell like it was a first class restaurant? Like you had valet parking. You get remember they showed the plate of food. And what, that wasn't even Taco Bell food.
Now they got that fucking nasty-ass waffle breakfast bullshit.
Yes. another thing about this futuristic that they had was the three seashells to wipe your ass or whatever.
You know what, now I'm being sidetracked. We need to do a show about Taco Bell now.
We need to do something. To get free Taco Bell?
Yeah, we're gonna do a show about Taco Bell now. I got a lot of shit to say about that.
I want to do a positive review on KFC to get free.
Yeah, no, we're gonna get them a negative too because I don't eat fast food, but I remember that KFC used to have these little chicken sandwiches thing.
Yeah, was it the double decker sandwich type thing?
No, it was just like bread and a little piece of chicken. I think it was called a snack or something, chicken snack or some shit.
Oh, I think it's like two chicken and like cheese.
No, it wasn't that neither. It was a chicken snack. I just looked it up right now. It was bread and a chicken, piece of chicken on it and some sauce. It was like a dollar or whatever. I fell in love with those fucking things.
But they're like Taco Bell won the franchise wars. I'm like, who the fuck's Taco Bell got as a fucking army? You got the Colonel, you got the King, you got the fucking, the Redhead for Wendy's, and you got the Chihuahua.
Is Wendy's owned by Taco Bell?
No.
Oh.
I was saying the mascots. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's like, who won the war, but...
yeah, because KFC owns all that shit now. It owns Taco Bell and shit like that. I think it's called, oh, my God, I forgot. It's called Juicy or some shit like that. There's a... Okay, it's not called juice. It's something else. I don't know. We'll do this in our food show.
But did you like how you have sex in the future?
Oh no! I was like, if that's 2030, then you know what, AZ, I'm gonna do a live hanging on Throwback. If we make it to that point. I said, yeah, I don't think I want no part of this world.
Because even Stallone was, like, all excited about it.
Because, you know, he never had sex with Down syndrome. Can you imagine if you was a woman and that on top of you?
Oh, she'd be crushed. Especially, Sandra Bullock was small, too.
He was like, hey, turn around real quick. Get up and, hey, I'm coming. I came.
Adrian!
What did you just say? I get off me, I'm tired.
But how their vision of the future is like actually the most weirdest one. You can't swear, you can't say anything hateful, or you get a ticket.
Yeah.
I remember when Snipes was in the weapons museum, and then one guy walks up to him and goes, "What's your boggle?"
I think that's the stupidest thing of oh, this is how we're going to take care of crime. And then the whole cryogenic thing, I know you want to talk about that now.
I don't understand it. Especially in 96, the most worst criminals in the world, they're doing this.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty stupid if you ask me.
Yeah, and Snipes, I mean, rape? He blew up a hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he kidnapped the bus. And he blew up the hospital, and he killed, you know, he killed them, but they're saying that Stallone blew up the building and killed them. Because that's all he did. He pretty much did what Zack Snyder did, and he was Man of Steel before Man of Steel.
Yeah. He didn't save the kids.
No, he destroyed everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it just felt weird. And then you have the, what was it? You had the warden doing the, probation things. Yeah. See if they were ready to be released in society. And I'm like, this is weird.
You know, hearing you talk about the movie and kind of talking about it itself, I didn't get a chance to rewatch the film. But going off memory and remembering what you're talking about, all that stuff sounds boring. Like
it does. Until Snipes got into it.
I was going to say, Snipes seems like the most memorable, because I remember all of his fight scenes. I remember when he whoops Stallone's ass at the end and shit, too.
Yeah, until you get to an awesome freaking scene where he got frozen.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know why this movie isn't a cult following? It's because Snipes beat the shit out of Stallone, and Stallone don't want that going there.
Yeah.
Stallone's like, hey, matter of fact, if it was up to him, he would ban Rocky for losing that fight, but he realizes this is his most highest critical acclaimed movie.
Snipes was, without my doubt, my favorite actor in the 90s. Because I enjoyed everything he did.
That is true. I mean, he is a good actor. I will give him that. I think a lot of people like to forget, as far as for Blade, too, that it's because of him. Him and that Blade movie proved that you can have a rated R comic book Marvel movie.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people like to forget that because X-Men came out around the same time as well. They
gave
X-Men more credit, and I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah, and after Blade Trinity, he did a lot of direct the DVD, and then
he did the Jean-Claude Van Damme syndrome.
Yeah, and then he did the whole going to jail for tax evasion.
Yeah, which I thought he was still in jail for.
No, I guess he's in Expendables 3.
Yeah, he's just in Expendables 3 now. Stallone pulled him out of his way. I seeing that teaser, I was just looking at it. I was like, there's too many fucking people to be in this movie now.
Stallone just wants to ruin everyone's career. But did you know who was offered the role of Simon Phoenix?
No.
Jackie Chan.
I thought you were going to say Chris Tucker.
No, Jackie Chan was offered the role.
Chris Tucker didn't get it, so he did
Fifth Element. Fifth Element. No, could you imagine Jackie Chan's broken English with Stallone's broken English? You can't understand a word they're saying.
Oh my god. It was funny because I just watched something with Jackie Chan. You remember the song from Mulan that I love so much, right?
Yeah.
He does a singing version of it himself.
Is it awesome?
I ain't gonna lie, it's kind of awesome.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, you gotta check it out. He does like the fighting part of it too and stuff. Like, he sings it. He sings it in Cantonese.
Nice.
I ain't gonna lie, it's pretty awesome though. So.
Oh man, I want to see that shit.
It's pretty cool, dude. It's almost as if it's like a music video for the fucking movie.
But and then Steven Seagal and Van Damme were offered the role of John Spartan.
Steven Seagal, get the fuck out of here! Okay.
Name one good Steven Seagal movie.
Whenever they made fun of him on Mad TV.
I'm not gonna lie, I do like the Under Siege movies, but everything else is, oh my god, he is the definition of
Steven Seagal was like apparently kidnapping bitches and putting them in his basement.
Seagal is the definition of direct the DVD.
Him and Nolan should team up.
I mean,
they both got the same look on their face all day.
Yeah, and Seagal tries to be funny with his little one-liners, but he doesn't show emotion.
You remember the black, we was looking up, like, black exploitation films and shit. Remember the Kung Fu and Brother from Another Planet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Steven Seagal's voice. he just stands there.
And, oh, God. Oh, Steven Seagal is a horrible actor. I'm a better actor than him. He is terrible, but thank God he didn't get this. I mean, you gotta remember, the 80s, 90s, it was...
I'm sorry, dude, I can't...
He is a terrible actor. But you gotta admit, though, you probably remember this. 80s, 90s, it was all Van Damme, Seagal, Schwarzenegger, and Stallone.
Yeah.
That's all it was action-wise.
Yeah, because, back then, those action movies 90s were acceptable, you know?
Now it can't get away now. That shit cannot, this shit cannot get away in this nowadays.
Like in my 300 review, I said, I can't stand fake blood. Seeing it in movies these days now, you know, man, they were doing real blood in fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, come on now, shit. And just seeing it in action movies now, and they put that like at the forefront with the fake blood. I'm just like, oh, Jesus. For some reason, it just takes me out of the movie.
Yeah. I mean, 90s action movies are fun.
Yeah.
Demolition Man, when Snipes is on screen, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. He's on screen a lot, too.
He is. He is. I wish they would have done more with his character.
Yeah, I wish they would have made him the main character, to be honest.
Yeah, and I wish he never had the legal problems, because I think that might have ruined his career.
Yeah, it looks like he's only going to be working with people he's worked with in the past.
Now. Yeah, because he's got to be, what, 50-ish?
Yeah, let's just say this: if Marvel won't be asking him to return as Blade anytime soon.
No, after Blade Trinity, I think he's done with Blade.
Yeah.
Because that pissed Blade him off. I think that's the start of his problems.
Yeah. I think after his fucking court problems.
Yeah, because he was pissed at that one. But okay, what do you think of Dennis Leary's character?
What was that?
Dennis Leary's character is Edgar Friendly.
Oh, yeah. Once again, I didn't really care for any of the characters in here
besides Wesley.
Yeah, Wesley was holding it together for me. The guy, like you say, he's charismatic, charming. Personally, I wish, and I was just thinking about this as you're talking, I wish they would have took Stallone out of the movie and made this we need to track down Snipes kind of movie. We need to take him out. Just regular-ass cop. Doesn't have to be a big actor or anything like that, and he gets away at the end.
That's not a bad idea.
That way we can put him at the forefront.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, because you get to see him at his most badass. Well, like you see, we'll see him doing some hacking shit. We'll see him doing some fighting shit.
You don't see that. You don't follow the villain a lot.
No.
I think the last movie...
And let the villain succeed at the end.
I think the last movie where we saw that was, what, Payback with Gibson.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was considered the bad guy.
You know why? Because most movies that do that nowadays is they create sequels.
Yeah.
And they wrap it up, so you're just like, oh, well, I guess that doesn't count no more.
Yeah. But, I'll give my rating in a second, but Simon Phoenix was the he was a cartoon villain.
Oh, yeah.
But he was awesome at it. He is, without a doubt, top 10 movie villains of all time in this movie.
Well, you know why he fits in that role, too, is because the movie is a fucking cartoon. That's why.
Yeah.
But yet he's the only one, Wesley Snipes seems the only one that seems to know that in this book.
And he tried. That's not, we've seen Wesley Snipes, he can be very dull.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like The Rock. He's charismatic.
Oh yeah, whenever he's going to be in, he's going to be good at.
Yeah, that's why I think Wesley Snipes, that's why he's one of my favorite actors from the 90s. He's just amazing. That's why I got to give this like 2.5 stars. Because it's all Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. Damn, he's really 50 now? Shit.
He's got to be pushing it. He was in jail for a long time.
Yeah, he was.
And that's I'm kind of scared about tax evasion now. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to be Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, he was in jail for almost half of the fucking 2000s.
Yeah.
I thought he was in jail because of Blade Trinity, but, you know, hey. That's...
No. You know Jesse Ventura was in the movie, too?
You know, I looked up something, and I thought it was him. I just couldn't tell if it was him or not.
Small role.
He sure does like appearing in these fucking action movies, so.
I mean, this is before The Governor, so,
Yeah.
Didn't they say in the movie that Schwarzenegger was the president, too?
I can't remember.
I think Sandra Bullock said that Schwarzenegger was the president.
Ventura, though, has the best line ever from Predator.
Jesse...
I ain't got time to bleed.
He is a great actor. he's a great... Because I'm still thinking about Batman Robin when he was in that, too. But
he's a great hollow actor.
He's a great background actor. Not to be a major focus, but he's a great background actor that can do a one-liner and sell it.
You're bleeding, man. I ain't got time to bleed. What? Okay. What do you say to someone that tells you some shit like that?
Be like, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I'd be like,
Be like, what?
They should have kept him alive.
You know who I did like in this movie? Who did not get a big role? Bill Cobbs.
Bill Cobbs?
Bill Cobbs. I like him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm gonna give it a stream.
I agree with you.
Once again, that's mainly because of fucking Snipes' character. Everything else, I didn't give a shit about. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I was looking at it. Even when I saw it, if I remember, I didn't really care that much. I thought it was actually, but how Snipes? This is a kind of a boring sci-fi film. Now, granted, it is from the '90s, but again, there was a lot of good sci-fi going on at the time. So, well. Somewhat, sorry. Mind blowing at the time, but you know.
Is this I mean, '90s action movies. They are. You gotta admit, they were all cartoony.
Yeah, I would agree.
Nowadays, I mean, what's the last great action movie that you actually enjoyed and loved and had fun watching?
I just saw The Raid 2.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw you posting stuff on Twitter about that.
Yeah, I could see Raid 1 as well. That was great. That came out in 12. Dread, loved that.
They seem like they're like in the 90s, they're a dime a dozen.
Yeah, and the movies I just named are kind of a dime a dozen as well, to be honest.
Well, Raid's kind of got like a following, right?
It's got a following, but I can tell you this right now, if it was released worldwide, I don't think it would do like number one or anything like that. It would probably be like number three or four.
That's fine. I'm sure they'll be happy with that.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Because once again, I don't know about love. If you're a movie person, you're gonna know about it. But if you're just the average Joe, you ain't gonna know about it. You know?
No. Yeah, you have. I mean, I've heard great reviews for Raid.
Oh yeah.
Especially Raid 2.
Raid 2 is even better.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but yeah.
Just got released on DVD, right?
It's coming out in the next 2 weeks, but it's only limited release, obviously, so.
Okay.
Blu-ray be out, and, you know, but like I said, even naming Raid and Dread, I can't think of an action movie unless it consists of a superhero film, to be honest. I mean,
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, so.
I mean.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it. I'm like,
90s movies, they were a dime a dozen, because every year he had like five of them come out. And they all had, like, Nicolas Cage, or Travolta, or Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Snipes. You had one of them in there. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you get, it's usually a Jason Statham movie, or an action movie, or a comic book movie.
Yeah, even he's kind of held back now, Statham. Yeah. And his last two, last year, he needs to get away from Stallone. I'm sorry. Because I always look forward to a Jason Statham. I'm like, man, I gotta be the best movie, but I bet I'm gonna have fun watching him beat the shit out of
Buddy. He needs to go back to Transporter.
And yeah, and watching Homefront and fucking Parker, man, I was like, oh, he's gonna be.
You know what? I'm gonna throw in Bourne Identity.
Yeah, I guess they are making a new one. So yeah,
I would say the Bourne series is probably the last really good action movie.
No, the Raid is.
I haven't seen it, but
yeah,
I want to.
The Raid is much better than fucking Bourne. Bourne Identity got shit on the Raid.
But America, okay, commercially released Bourne series.
Well, then, if that's the case, you can throw in a James Bond movie, then.
You know my feeling on Skyfall.
Yeah, well, Skyfall is better than Bourne, though.
I
and
do.
Casino Royale, and so yeah. So,
I thought you were going to throw Quantum of Solace in there, too.
Yeah, I'll even throw that one in. Yeah, that's better than Bourne films. Yeah, Bourne is whatever. I'm sorry, Bourne's not that goddamn good. Bourne's kind of boring at times, unless he is beating somebody's ass. I mean, they would even consider that an act. They consider that to be kind of a thriller in some thriller suspense action, so. We're talking about straight action.
Then you gotta go straight comic book movies, then.
Well, those are considered adventure action.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I mean, even the Marvel films are considered action comedy, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see that one.
Yeah, so we're talking straight action films, whatever. Like, that's why I brought up The Raid, because that is a straight action film. Is it?
Fast and Furious?
I don't know what that is. I think they call that a cartoon. Yeah.
A cartoon action.
Yeah, I think they call that goddamn ridiculous is what they call it. I can't wait to give that next one a fuck it.
You gotta wait a year.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, okay, when was the last commercial released straight action movie?
The Avengers. You know, I'm just playing. I don't know, because I don't have good memory of movies that came out. I see movie every, four movies a week. Come on now.
Yeah, man, I went on Box Office Mojo, and they got action buddy comedy, martial arts, sequel, Wire Fu, which is Matrix, Heroin, remake.
Matrix is way better than Born Identity.
They said the martial arts action movie, the number one movie is Rush Hour 2.
Yeah, box office wise.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe critically wise. I guess 3 is when they started critically panning it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at it, I mean, when Karate Kid, the Jaden Smith one's number 2, you know you want to put a bull in your head.
That's number 2?
That's number 2 on martial arts action. Over good stuff like Kill Bill.
That's talking like on a worldwide release basis, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well then that's, I don't have a problem with that, but the fact that there's not a lot of them released, that's why. You don't really see too many American-released karate, kung fu movies or anything like that.
No, I've seen stuff like Rush Hour, Karate Kid, the originals, Mortal Kombat, Kill Bill.
I was going to say, maybe the Matrix franchise probably was the last big thing that was actually focusing on martial arts.
Maybe. Well, they call it Wire Fu. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, because it's you're plugged into the Matrix, that's why. So it's
I'm looking at them, they seem like they all tie together with everything. But yeah,
if they ever remake that, get Keanu Reeves back.
Well, yeah, he's not doing nothing. I mean, he's playing 40s. He's trying to be a samurai. That doesn't work, but...
Oh, you know what? I even throw in Keanu Reeves. He had this movie, a month that got The Man of Tai Chi. That was a badass kung fu movie he did.
Was that before 47 Ronin?
It was like 2 weeks before it came out. That one got the small release, and 47 Ronin got the wide release. I don't know how that worked out, but...
And we know which one bombed.
Worldwide, it did well.
Well, it's probably because of fucking Asia. They love that shit.
It was Warner Brothers that released that, wasn't it? Or,
yeah.
Or Universal. It was one of them. I can't remember. But the budget of that was like 200 or something. I was like, God damn. That's got to be the most expensive fucking... I was going to say martial arts, but there was no martial arts in the movie, though. So, never mind.
Yeah. But action movies are kind of like a dime a dozen. You've pretty much seen everything.
Oh, I got an action movie for you in the last Die Hard movie.
Really?
Forgot about that. Yeah.
Really? You're going that route.
That's the last action movie. Hey, you said mainstream action movie. Hey, that's the last.
You're right, but goddamn, you're right.
Goddamn, I'm right. I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to think back now. Like, I'm trying to remember all the movies I reviewed here. Like, I was like, wait a minute. The last one I remember, like, straight action was... Da-da-da, the fucking, Die Hard movie.
Punisher!
Oh, man, that's the greatest fucking action movie of all time. Punisher Warzone, baby. Yeah.
Is 300 considered action?
I guess so, yeah. You talk to Zack Snyder, he'll be like, that's a drama. We don't. There's some deep shit going on here. No, what? Snyder, come on now.
It'd be like, was Man of Steel, was that a comedy? What?
Oh, you would say something like that, you fucking hater. You heard about him coming out getting upset at people?
Yes! Fuck him.
Dude, I think he just opened up a pile of worms on his ass right now, because, people been quiet lately since he came out. They've been quiet. It's like, okay, all right. He best to make a badass movie now, because if he don't...
You know what? Nolan's not there to hold his hand this time.
I don't even think Nolan had anything to do with the first one, to be honest.
He was just there, says, okay. He goes, I'll put my name on. I got nothing going on right now.
You know what? I don't even think it was that. You know what? One other thing? I think Nolan attached his name to it to get another big director attached to the DC property so he could run away from that shit.
Oh, so he's pretty much handing the torch off.
Yeah, exactly. And they were just like, Snyder's, yeah, I mean, bad as Sucker Punch is or any of some of his movies, he is a success as far as what he does. So they were just like, you know what, he's worked with us before on Watchmen, which was another so-so success, if you will, because it didn't make gangbusters.
But no, it didn't.
But, yeah, so let's throw it in. I think he threw his name on it, and once they got the profit from Man of Steel, he was like, all right, I can leave this shit now. Snyder's got, because Snyder's pretty much the consultant of the DC movie.
So he's the Joss Whedon.
Yeah, on DC. I was gonna say, he's Joss Whedon. Good lord. He's the Joss Whedon of the DC. Damn, what does that say for you?
And we and DC, you are pretty much done now. DC, listen to me. I'll make a better action. I'll make a better comic book movie.
Make my ass have made some better movies than that. I was like, wiped it and threw it in the toilet, but anyway.
I could make a pretty interesting comic book movie, probably, if I had the budget.
What would you make?
Aquaman.
Would you tag a DC movie or a Marvel movie?
Shit. I would probably say, you know why? I would probably say DC, because DC doesn't seem like they give a shit. That Marvel, you have to tie stuff together.
I was gonna say another thing too. I would, as much as I love Marvel, I love Marvel all my life. I would say DC as well, for the simple fact that there's two things that can happen if you take on a DC property. If you get it right, people will love you. You'll be the first.
You will be a hero.
You will be the first to get it right and to put in together the franchise. If you get it wrong, it's gonna be like, well, what do you expect from DC?
Yeah, it's pretty much a win-win.
Yeah.
But Marvel, you are fucked.
You got a lot of pressure on you at Marvel. Because can you imagine if one Marvel movie doesn't do well, but the rest of them do?
Well, define well.
I'm talking about, like, financially. Or creatively.
You know what? We'll see in 2016 when Captain America 3 goes up against Batman vs. Superman.
Captain America's going to win that.
Marvel's like, you know what? We got this. Yeah. We have this. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait for that. If someone had to put a bullet to my head right now and said I had to pick a movie, I'm for sure going with Captain America, which I see in the next 3 days, actually. So,
ooh, nice, nice, nice. You got to tell me about that.
That's going to be fucking amazing. It is getting so much critical hype right now. Like, everybody that saw it at the Hollywood premiere, which I did not get fucking invited to, which I'm pretty pissed off. If I got invited to that, I would have to make a choice between that and the Raid too, because that's when it was going on. So, yeah, that would have been probably a pain in the ass. I'll get to see it a week later. But, yeah, if someone had to put a bullet in my head and pick one, I definitely would go with the Captain America 3, because that the 2 is it's oh my god, it's getting everything that I've wanted, that I've been thinking it's gonna get, and it's insane. So
you know what, you know why 3? Because it's gonna tie into Avengers 3.
Well, they're saying that this, the number 2, is the one that ties into the Avengers 2. Yeah, Frank, there's 3 reviews out there that says this is the second best Marvel film next to the Avengers.
Holy shit. Even better than Iron Man 3?
What happened?
Even better than Iron Man 3?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Oh my god, I don't want to get my hopes up.
I don't get my hopes up neither, but, you know.
Because that's strong.
I think, personally, why a lot of people are going by it, too, is because it's basing off the written source material, too. Pretty much an adaptation of the source material everywhere, so. And that was, like, one of the best Captain America books ever, so.
Because that's a big thing to say.
That book was huge in Captain America universe, the Winter Soldier book. And if they're following plot, I mean, part for part, tying it in together, it must be just as good.
Well, that just makes me kind of excited to see it in a couple weeks, so.
Yeah, which, Captain America 3, yeah, like you said, I don't give a shit about that. Sorry, people, I just don't care.
You know why? Because Marvel's doing a good thing.
The hype burned itself down for me with all the rumors and shit of Batman or Superman, where it just made me not even care anymore.
Yeah.
You could say, like, fucking Godzilla's gonna be in it somehow. I don't even know how. And still, I'd just be like, eh.
There's gonna be Scarlett Johansson get naked in Marvel, and you'll be like, I'm sold.
Yeah, so, I mean, Z could tell me him and Godzilla's gonna be on it. He's gonna be riding Godzilla like the Green Ranger did his dinosaur and fucking Power Rangers.
Boogie with the bear.
I'd still be like, eh.
I'm gonna boogie with Godzilla.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, eh, still. Why didn't they, you know, that is a good point of that Godzilla trailer. When it was coming down from that plane, why didn't they land on Godzilla?
What would you do?
Hey, you'd ride him.
give him a massage?
Yeah, you'd be like a Cartman when he was with Cthulhu.
Whispering in his ear?
Yeah, just whispering in his ear to be like, I'm climbing the tree. Time to boogie with that building right there, Zilla. Come on. Smash it.
Oh, that's
yeah,
just...
you know what? Ride him and stick some dynamite through his ear or something.
Stick it up his ass.
Exactly. So it's a, I mean, you could just, like, run down his back, personally. You could, like, saw how huge he is. You could run down his back. Stand up some
it's like Fred... what's not Fred Flintstone? Come on.
You can slide down his back. Yabba-dabba-doo.
I can just see what Heisenberg doing that.
No, they're going to have Aaron Johnson do it because he's playing Quicksilver in the Marvels.
Oh, remember when we were talking last week? The Quicksilver in the X-Men movie was his best friend in fucking Kick-Ass 1.
Oh, you talking about the one that...
The one that never... He was a different character in the part 2.
Yeah, he didn't come back in the sequel. And
yeah.
That guy. I hate that dude. Oh, my God.
So he is Quicksilver in X-Men.
Wow.
Because I've seen him before. Guy. I'm like, he's in fucking Kick-Ass.
Yeah, I do not like that guy as an actor, personally.
No, he's bland.
Even when Kick-Ass came out, I remember I was so hyped for the movie. I was looking up interviews and shit like that. His interviews were so boring. I was just like, that guy is just, ugh. For a second, I thought he was playing Kick-Ass. I was just like, oh, great. I just found out he's just some dorky friend. I was like, oh, great. No, that's even better.
Mm-hmm. But...
very good.
We'll get the comments.
Yeah, we'll get the questions and comments now. So my man Steve, he says, it seems like only Harry Potter and Hunger Games are the only two good teen series out there that's been translated to film, he says. Which of out of the two is your favorite between books and movies?
I don't read books. I don't got time for that shit.
Yeah, I'm black. We don't read.
Except menus.
Yeah, we kill and steal.
So. It's Harry Potter. They're more entertaining.
Yeah, I would agree with that personally.
I mean, take out Jennifer Lawrence. Let's see. You got you have an hour in Catching Fire. You have an hour before the fucking game start. Yeah. Harry Potter, straight through.
Here's my thing about Hunger Games, and I know a lot of people are going to be on my ass about this now. I actually think Jennifer Lawrence is the most boring character out of all of them.
She showed more promise in Catching Fire than the first one.
No, I'm not saying her acting is bad. I'm not saying that at all. I think she's playing the character. I'm saying her character compared to everybody else.
Oh.
Boring.
Gotcha. I can probably see that. But I actually did like Catching Fire, so.
I like Catching Fire, too. I think it makes the first one look like a piece of shit, to be honest.
It does, yeah.
I think it's way better. I think it is my favorite book out of the series, The Catching Fire out of the three. But once again, I think Jennifer Lawrence's character is the most interesting character of the whole movie. And it seems like the movies... Now, I can't say that because it is following the books, but the movies obviously are going to focus more on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she's that interesting, to be honest.
I agree.
In both my Hunger Games review, I think she's the least most interesting thing of the movie.
I agree. But if you had to compare it to, it's Harry Potter. I mean...
Yeah.
You're entertained throughout each one.
And plus, the main character is better than Katniss.
Yeah. Well, you got the three. I'll throw in all three of them.
Okay, yeah. If you want to compare PETA, Liam Hemsworth's character, and Katniss, I would say Ron, Emma, and
Daniel.
Daniel, they're much better, personally. Yeah,
exactly. I agree, too.
They grow as characters, too.
And plus, Emma Watson is a lot better looking than Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I would say that, too. I know a lot of fanboys are going to... I swear, if you say anything negative towards fucking Jennifer Lawrence, people go like, oh, stop sucking that bitch's ass, okay?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't turn her down, but...
Don't get me wrong, neither. I wouldn't turn her down, neither, but I don't think she's the fucking best looking thing ever. Scarlett Johansson is, but...
mm-hmm. Breaking news, phenomenal one is... the baby's daddy.
Exactly. I waited till her husband went to sleep. As a matter of fact, I saw a photo of him. I was like, that's her husband.
She stepped down from Ryan Reynolds.
You can do much better. Actually, I heard he has a lot of power, though. So I don't know.
Really?
That's just... But, man, yeah, I was like, man, I can do better.
Well, Ryan Reynolds, he kind of... I don't say he really improved, but he kind of stayed on the same par with Blake Lively.
I would say that's a downgrade, too. Blake Lively's hot, but she ain't no Scarlett Johansson. I would say that's about two nods down.
Two? Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't go a lot. I would even say one. One or two. It's not that bad.
Okay.
But it ain't as on par as ScarJo. But Ryan Reynolds is kind of like retarded sometimes too, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. but also another thing with Harry Potter, Hunger Games, it's really focused on one age bracket. Harry Potter, you grow throughout the series.
Yeah.
I mean, you follow the kids, and obviously kids are going to love it, and you're going to stay with it, but Hunger Games, it's really focused on girls. So
there's another thing, too. Hunger Games, and this is with the movies, I think the Harry Potter books are better, too. I'll go ahead and say that, too. I didn't really care for Mockingjay that much, and the first one was, it was whatever.
The books, right?
Yeah, the books. Okay. Now, as far as the movie goes, Hunger Games is PG-13.
Mm-hmm. They could have made Deathly Hallows Part 2 an R. They could have.
But here's the thing, though. A PG-13 Harry Potter, I don't have a problem with.
Because it's kids.
Well, no, not the... Well, it gets darker, isn't it? But there's not a lot of death... As far as there is deaths in there, but the movie's not focused on deaths.
No.
Where Hunger Games is built around this game of deaths.
Yeah. I mean, they should have made it an R, but they're not, because studios are like, oh, we're not going to get kids to see this movie, we're not going to make money if it's an R. You know?
Because the budget is higher than motherfuckers.
That's why, I don't know, that's why studios kind of water down the product if it's a PG-13. AKA fucking Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, now, The Hunger Games, the first movie, I thought Jennifer Lawrence... Well, actually, you know what? I will say that. She was one of the best characters as far as in the movie is. As far as acting-wise.
Woody Harrelson.
I really care for PETA.
Oh, fuck him. No, no.
Lenny Kravitz is cool, and I really like Lenny Kravitz.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, now the second one, they had a lot more screen time. Even PETA did. I even found him more interesting than Jennifer Lawrence.
And Gale had more screen time, and nobody fucking likes that Hemsworth brother.
Yeah, I loved her. Never got loved her a lot more in this one, and I thought every character in the movie was growing more except for Jennifer Lawrence's character.
Yeah, I would say she had more to do in this one, in Catching Fire.
Yeah, she did.
Than the first one. But, yeah, I agree with you. She didn't really grow as a character. PETA did a little bit.
I think he did a lot. I think giving him more screen time actually made me forget all about his character, yeah, and not liking him in the first one.
And I just know that Mockingjay, that Gale is going to have more screen time than PETA. And
so is Liam Hemsworth.
That's Gale.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nobody likes Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
He's the forgotten Hemsworth brother.
Because he's horrible, that's why.
He's a terrible actor.
He's a very terrible actor. I think he was the worst one of the second one of Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
Yes. I agree with you 100%.
He was so bland with that character. Just like, and plus, Harry Potter got Professor Snape, goddammit.
Yeah, and they had Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. And Woody Harrelson can only do so much, you know.
And Elizabeth Banks, even she's hot as fuck, but even though you could not tell that was her in the first one, that...
I did not know that was her, yeah.
And plus, you pull in Philip Seymour Hoffman, and yes, he's an amazing guy, he's an amazing actor, but it's not going to help you. And when Donald Sutherland's your main villain,
I gotta say, another thing about Elizabeth Banks, I even found her more interesting than Jennifer Lawrence's character in the second one.
I did too, she had more screen time too.
Yeah, just because you see her in the first one, she seems just like this stuck-up bitch, kind of. And then the second one, you see that she actually does care about the people. And he's like, I want to know more about her. Yeah, I actually find Jennifer Lawrence the most least interesting thing of that whole fucking movie.
Yeah, and I'm not really looking forward to Mockingjay. I mean,
yeah, I'm not really that.
Because I don't know what they're going to go with, especially with Hoffman dying. I don't know what they're going to do.
Even with me liking the second one as much as it did, it's something that I didn't want to rush out to buy.
No. Right, 100% right.
I don't even know why. I was like, I like the movie a lot, but when I saw it sitting on the shelf, I was like, but yeah, whatever. I'll wait, I guess. I don't
but know. Harry Potter, you get a different story with each one.
Yes!
In Hunger Games, it's pretty much the same story. It's just a long, dragged-out thing, Lord of the Rings style. Harry Potter, there's a long story, but each one has its own thing.
I think because each movie also just delves into another character as well.
Yeah, and Harry Potter, it has its own... niches,
yeah,
which is a good thing. Each one had its own story, and that's why J.K. Rowling was such an amazing author writing these books. That you had them different. Each one's different. Like, look at Catching Fire. Look at the original Hunger Games. What's the difference? Harry Potter had its own personality.
That was That is a very good sub. Yeah, you know, I don't even have anything else to say. That is a, each one had his own personality. That is the fucking best definition for that. So yeah,
exactly.
I would completely agree with that. So yeah, they all tie in, but yet each one is so different though, from the other.
It's smart. It's smart writing.
I will completely agree with that as far as 8 movies go. And the reason why is that because obviously they had J.K. Simmons backing him up on it.
And look at J.K. Rowling.
I just wanted to say Simmons. Simmons is amazing. I'm just fucking with you.
That's so random.
I was reading something. That's what I was talking about.
J.K. Simmons. But Lord of the Rings tried it, but it didn't work.
But fuck that movie. Or all 6 of them. That's popping out. Well, Andrew, he says, Z, you crazy. Half-Blood Prince was awesome. And was my favorite simply because of Professor Snape. What was your favorite character from the Harry Potter series, guys?
Voldemort.
Oh, it's Professor Snape.
Snape was cool. He's my number 2.
That's funny. We said adults. We both said the adults.
Hermione, when she turned legal.
Yeah. Which one was that now?
I think it was Goblet of Fire.
Was it really?
I think so.
Because she's 20, or it could be, or, Jennifer Lawrence's age, right?
Or yeah. Or it could be Order of Phoenix. It's one of those two.
I personally thought it was part one. I'm not going to lie. So I don't know.
No, Snape is cool. He's top shit. Voldemort's badass, too.
Voldemort would probably be my second one as well. So yeah, we're about on the same page here with that one.
But I'm not saying Half-Blood Prince. It's not my favorite one of the core.
Really?
No, it's definitely Oz Part 2. It's my favorite. But Half-Blood Prince, it was more story driven than anything, which is great. Yeah. It needed that after Order of Phoenix.
I love this just because it explained more about Professor Snape. I didn't know about this guy, and it got more deep into his character. Mm-hmm. About it, so that's why I love.
Which it all tied in Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yeah, which was made Deathly Hallows Part 2 even better.
Yes, the flashback scene, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah, best flashback scene ever, probably.
I would 100% agree with you.
Who would have thought that would have been in a Harry Potter movie? But
but I'm not knocking Half-Blood Prince. That's a good movie. They're all good movies. It's just that I do rank them, and Deathly Hallows Part 2 is the best.
Huh. I think I'll go Professor Snape, Voldemort, you know, Dumbledore in Part 2, I thought the flashback of him finding out his real, I mean, that whole conversation between him and Snape, I thought that was just amazing, personally. I thought it added much more to Dumbledore's character as well.
And plus, Snape, in Deathly Hallows Part 1, he really had no role, really.
No.
I don't think he was in it, was he?
He was at the table.
At the beginning, yes. At the beginning, yeah.
And I think he might have showed up somewhere in the middle of the end when they were doing something, but yeah, that's about it, though.
But Voldemort, you know, Ralph Refines, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, fuck you.
He was unbelievable, and Snape was cool, too.
Best, would they consider this book an adult teen?
I would say so. It's not preteen. This is puberty level.
The best fantasy villain ever, then.
Ooh, you throw in comic book movies, too.
Not really. I mean, comic book, really, I consider them to be real. trust me, I believe in Iron Man more than I believe in wizards. All right, so let's just say that.
Mm-hmm. But they're all good.
Well, technically,
movies.
I can't believe in that because the army is developing armor suits. So that's not so much a fantasy now, is it now?
No, it's not. No, it's not. But
oh my god, I just thought of something because I was gonna say, hey, look at Thor. He's a god. That's true. What if they gave Jesus a hammer?
How do you know he doesn't have one?
And made that action movie I've been talking about.
No, God would want to be like Iron Man.
And they call the movie Son of Christ. Son of Christ, he'll hammer you.
You mean, they should just like do Passion of the Christ, but Jesus fights back.
Yeah, like when they strap him up there and they put the cross up, he's just like, I'll give you one more chance, Mel Gibson, I don't know the name. Let me go. And he's just like, beat him. And then next thing you know, he just breaks the cross down. And then he calls on his hammer, Mjolnir!
Mimir
strikes down in the middle or whatever, and smoke clam, when smoke disappears, he's gone. And the next thing you see is a hammer come and just hits like 20 people in a row.
I would watch a Thor Passion of the Christ combination movie.
That would be it. And then remember from like Thor 1 when he took the hammer and electrocuted it and threw it down to the ground, his hammer smashed. God, Jesus does that, whatever, and everybody, oh, he's like, oh, earthquake is happening. He's shaking the ground. And like, and when the ground cracks apart or whatever, the dinosaurs from Power Rangers come out of it and whatever. There was an episode where they came from under the ground after the Green Ranger buried them and shit like that. And it was that scene pops up, like, it just come out. Like, he jumps on the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And
then he doesn't say Boogie with the bear?
No, there's no bear. It's a saber-toothed tiger this time.
Saber-toothed tiger!
And he tells all the Jews, now you will feel my wrath.
I would definitely, without a doubt, see that movie.
Wow, I just became Michael Bay's son.
Does sound like Bay would do something like that.
Not give me $100 million, people.
God would stand and the American flag would be blown in the wind behind him for some reason. And America wasn't even invented back
then. You know, I'm gonna write a script for this and put a Kickstarter up. My Jesus movie is gonna happen, God.
Just say it's a Veronica Mars movie and there you go.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, you know, my Jesus movie will be happening, people. You wait and see, okay, goddamn.
Can my studio make it?
Exactly, you're gonna make this movie, goddamn it. I'll be playing Jesus.
That's even more stronger.
Exactly. It's good. Okay, that was one problem. Another problem I have with that movie is, in Son of God, everybody in here is Middle Eastern. Everybody. Jesus is pure fucking white.
Yeah, no.
How are you going to be based in a Middle Eastern country and shit like that, or even time frame, and everybody's all pale brown? This is the palest motherfucker that walk in the streets. It's like, come on now. Oh, man. I would make Munchies dark as fuck. He'd be Wesley Snipes color.
Are you going to have soul glow?
Yeah. He's going to have an afro and everything. He's going to look like Dolomite by the time I'm done with his ass. We're going to call him, instead of Old Dirty Bastard, Old Dirty Jesus.
I like it.
And then when he pops up, hey, there it is. That'll be playing in the background. Oh, my Jesus blaxploitation film. Yes.
Why does it sound like Kanye West will make this movie?
Okay, never mind then.
It sounds like something Kanye West would do, too.
Oh, my Lord.
And he would be playing Jesus.
I take it back now. Because you know why? Because he already has an album called that. That's why.
Yeah, I remember that video.
I think it was his last album called Yeezus. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a douchebag.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck you, Kanye West. I hate you.
Yeah, I hate you too. You black bastard.
Exactly. He's gonna be at your house. He's gonna be at your house before mine.
And plus, he gets to fuck Kim Kardashian. I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
That would be nice, but would you really want to?
I would, personally, but I would leave, like, that same night. I would drug her ass, make sure she doesn't wake up so I can get the hell up out of there.
Still, pick her pocket, though. Take some money.
I'd be scared to put my hand in that pocket.
Wait, are you talking about her meat pocket?
Any pocket, personally. My hand might come out sticky or something like that. I don't know. But
or you might have some STD. Scared, but
that, I will not deny that woman has a body on her.
God, I hope you never see her out. You're going to fucking get arrested for rape or something.
If she does, well... Yeah, probably. So I'm not even going to defend that, but never mind.
We know it's true.
Never mind. Ariana, she says, I absolutely love the series. Harry Potter, of course. Will you guys possibly be visiting any other of the other 7 films? I sure hope so.
We have not brought up a second sequel in any of the voting yet. Of anything.
No. There's some on my list, though, but I've not gotten into it.
That we've done before?
What was that?
That we have done the movie?
Have we done it already? Yeah, we've done it before, yeah.
Is it Transformers?
Yeah, of course. No, it's fine. Once you do one Transformer, I don't really see no need to go back to the other one.
They're all the same.
They're all the same. I mean, somebody gave me shit because I called X-Men 2 Transformers 2.
And that was the best X-Men movie. Out of the original three.
That's what everybody keeps saying. That's the best X-Men movie. I said, you made Transformers 2? Oh, I'm sorry. And it's like, why would you call it that? I was like, because you got mutants in there that don't appear in the third one. Just like, I don't know, a Transformers movie I might have watched recently.
That's actually a good question. I just don't know another Harry Potter that I want to throw in there. Maybe Goblet of Fire. I actually kind of like that one.
Yeah, we can throw some in there. I mean, I may even throw in the third one.
People love the third one.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they'll come down the line. Not anytime soon.
No, no, we can't do it. No, we can't do another Harry Potter right away.
I'm expecting it that soon, but I could see somewhere like maybe, I don't know, end of summer. Maybe.
Sure.
End of year. Right now, it's kind of soon, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're not another podcast that just does one series. Sorry.
We don't go back to back. Are you apologizing for making a joke? Come on now. you don't know me long enough. We don't apologize.
There's some I would want to throw in there, but there's so many movies. There's so many movies I want to throw in before we get to like a sequel.
That's the only reason why I haven't gotten back to a sequel yet either.
I know. I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street, but
oh man, we could shit. There's so many sequels to that one. Yeah, definitely.
So, I say come a time when we want to mix it up a little bit.
Or didn't we do Halloween 3? That's another one, yeah.
We did Halloween 2.
Oh, yeah, Halloween 2. I was going to say, yeah. I wouldn't mind going later in that series. What's another one we did? We could do Inception, the movie called, what's it called? Memento.
Oh, yeah, that's like pretty much Inception. It's kind of like a sequel.
The prequel, yeah.
Scream, Friday, yeah. Batman
Actually,
Begins.
We did throw on Friday, remember?
Well, we voted on Friday and Friday After Next.
Yeah, we did.
It was on the Christmas one.
It was on the Christmas one, remember?
Uh-huh.
What won that one, too, by the way? I don't remember.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas, okay, yeah. I think Friday was second, right?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. So
surprisingly, it was.
I think won by, like, two, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was very close.
Yeah, it was a really close one. So, yeah, we've done it in that one, but, you know.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Crow, Punisher, Nightmare.
Oh, my God, Crow.
Scream. We can say Batman Begins or another animated Batman movie.
Or any Batman film, for that matter.
Exactly. You know, there's a million choices we could do.
It really is.
This will make Throwback Tuesday.
Even asked me this question. All right, I'll just go ahead and read it. It was who was that from? Go ahead and read. Damn it, who was that from? Okay, I don't know your name, but you asked me this. Will we be doing any movies that were losers in the pollings? Will we be bringing those back?
I think we discussed that, haven't we?
I think we brought it up, but we didn't go into detail about it. And I got to say this right now, I don't remember the movie.
I remember. I really want to do one on Seven. And Sin City. That's two I really want to do a podcast on.
I guess we would bring them up. But once again, it's like a million movies. It's like, we have to go back
home. Yeah, and like, this was my choice this week. Next week's your choice. So it's pretty much we pick whatever we want. So it's really our choice. It's just that Seven got beat by Social Network. And I think Sin City got beat by From Dusk Till Dawn.
Was it From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah, I think we did Robert Rodriguez.
Okay, I don't remember. See, Z's gonna have to do this thing because I don't remember
anything. I don't remember everything. I don't remember everything, but because we tie everything together.
Let's say this: the reason why it probably hasn't came up is because it still feels kind of soon.
Mm-hmm.
But after the end of this year, I'm pretty sure some shit will be coming back that you might have seen before or previously, or even the end of this year, because that'd be like almost a year, at least a year and a half by then. So.
And I don't think anybody remembers what the polling was in the first or tenth episode.
I don't even remember. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can say Seven next week and be like, okay.
Yeah, nobody would know.
Because Seven and Sin City are two movies I want to do a podcast on. Bad.
You're gonna be doing a sequel soon.
Oh, can't wait for that. Oh, your boy's in that, too.
Yeah, but Ariana, yeah, I'm sure a lot of that stuff will come back. It's just, once again, it's just been too soon, and there's a lot of fucking movies to go over, and I'm pretty sure we just wanted to knock down some of them before we went back to any previous one, because you go back to the previous one, it's like, oh, you really don't have any other movie on your thought list, huh?
Yeah, we don't want to, we're not a one-trick pony.
Yeah, we're not The Raid.
But I mean, There's a lot of good sequels. I mean, we have gone out of order with like Nightmare on Elm Street and then Harry Potter right here. It's just that, come on, what's the best Nightmare on Elm Street? What's the best Harry Potter movie? You know?
Hey, they vote for it, not us.
Yeah. Blame you guys on movies we do a show on.
Because you did the first one. Was it the first Harry Potter, was it?
I picked the first one.
Yeah, obviously people are going to pick the second one. I mean, the last one, not the first one.
Mm-hmm. So, you just got to wait and see. I mean, I'm not going to say, we'll probably do another Harry Potter. I just don't know which one.
I can see where more would come in, because there's a lot of fan-favorite ones. There. A lot of fans are fickle between which one is their favorite, so I can see a Harry Potter definitely coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, we might even see a Lord of the Rings sometime. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Even though I hope it's two, but... it's gonna happen.
I hope it's none, but that's just...
Remember, we did Star Wars.
Oh, my God, I forgot we did. Which one do we do again?
Phantom Menace.
Oh, that's right. You did pick Phantom Menace. I was like, which one did you pick?
Because you picked, I think you picked five.
Yeah, I remember which one.
I think you picked five.
Yeah, I picked the first one of the original. You picked the first one of the new Bourne.
So. We had Christ, a treat on that one.
That movie was so fucking boring. Oh, my
except,
God.
Except Darth Maul.
That whole series is boring. I'm sorry. It's wasting my fucking time.
But there's, like, literally, I don't know how many movies there are in history. There's got to be a million movies. And we've only done 42 of them. Are we going to get to a million? No. We'll be dead. One of us will die before that happens.
Probably more than that, because we was branching off into Asian cinema as well.
Oh, God, yeah, we have. We've done Ant-Man and I Saw the Devil. Yeah. And we did German movie, or what, German? Human Centipede.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about it. That was recent.
Yeah, that was just a couple weeks. I think that was before Black History Month.
Yeah, it was the last movie of January, if I'm not mistaken, so yeah.
So.
Yeah, whatever. Last question comes from Amethyst Chaos.
Is that his real name? Because if it is, that's fucking a winner.
That is her real name, yes.
That's awesome. I know it's not, but it's awesome as fuck. I know it's awesome as fuck. It's like, who was that other guy, Winston or Willard Churchill? Or, you know what I'm talking about. It starts with a W. Winchell.
W's on here because Ariana's last name is Wischard.
I think it's like Roland something.
Roland Winchell.
Yeah, that's a like a preppy snob name.
And then there's Waylon Preston.
Yeah, I've seen that one too. But you know who I'm pissed has not been freaking commenting. Where's my girl Stacy at?
Where the fuck? Okay, I want to say is I want to know that's your real name.
Well, you know Stacy's of.
What is a Waylon Preston doing on this site? That's what I want to know.
This ain't about this site's not about stock markets.
You know, you know damn well I can see a Waylon Preston. If you don't want to know where you're from, where do you stay at, and everything, and I want to know what are you doing on this site personally, because if I find out that you're from fucking Alabama or something like that, I'd be like, no, you bullshit. No,
and are you white or black? Because that's not a black person's name.
No. It'd be funny if he tells I'm Mexican.
That's not...
What?
Wrong!
Mexican. I'm from Mexico. What? I'm with this Chaos, though, which I will go ahead and say I think that's one of the baddest ass names on here.
That's a superhero's name.
She does love her comics, I will say that.
That is a superhero's name.
She says, do you guys think that this series is the best and worst thing to happen to film adaptations of young adults' fantasy book series?
Why worst?
It actually, you know, that is a good question, personally.
No, Twilight's worse.
No, here's the thing. See, why she asked that question, is it a best and worst? It's best because it started the young adult fantasy and made it into something that just more than a stupid...
Gotcha. And adult. Then Twilight came about.
That's one thing, but another thing is, too, is that the Harry Potter broke movies up, too, as well. Now all the young adult movies are doing that.
I see, okay. I see it. That's a damn good question.
Oh, yeah. So
that is a great question.
Harry Potter is to blame for that shit.
Wow, and it is the best. It is the best.
Mockingjay, that movie can be broken up into one movie. I don't even know why that's being split up into two movies. There's a lot to cover, but it could be that movie could be done in a 2-hour, almost 3-hour film.
Yeah. I've seen Lord of the Rings here.
Yeah, it isn't, but I mean the book is not as huge as Harry Potter was. That's the thing. There's a lot to cover, but they can get that done in a one movie time span. And like you said, Twilight did it with. They did almost a complete thing of Harry Potter. It's like, hey, the first one's gonna be the story, and the second one's gonna be us moving around. You know.
Seriously, before Harry Potter, name another book movie from a book.
A young adult book, or
yeah,
you got let's see, you got Vampire's Academy.
Oh God,
you got Mortal Instruments. You got Vampire. I almost said that.
Host.
You got Twilight. You got
The Host.
Hunger Games. The Host. Yeah, Hunger Games. Host. Was that young adult? I guess it was because they put kids in movies. So yeah, your Host. You got
Yeah, you know. Okay, before you go, keep going. Look what all those are centered around, love stories.
Yeah.
And Harry Potter's not about a love story. Neither is Lord of the Rings.
You know what? That's actually a good fucking point. That's true.
Because
even the Hunger Games is circled around that as well.
It's not the main focus, but the love story does take away from the main plot of Hunger Games.
They were advancing that story of the love interest in the second one. I can only imagine what they're going to do in the third one as well. So
yeah.
But Harry Potter, you're right, the main character, there never was a love story. I mean, every now and then he had a date with someone, or he would hang out with someone, and Ginny was the chick he married at the end of the movie.
And they didn't force it. She had very limited screen time throughout the entire series.
That's the best thing. You know what? That is the best fucking movie ever.
She had, like, I still, to this day, wished Harry and Hermione got together. It would have been like a Twilight thing.
I have to compliment you on the muff. She barely has any screen time on thing, and I applaud that movie for doing that as well. They did not force that movie down there and make you forget about Voldemort with the love interest between her. There was no scene where Voldemort kidnapped Ginny or anything like that, or no shit like that. I mean, yeah, they kept that strictly on family and him defeating the Dark Lord.
Exactly. Well, they had that thing where he goes stupid girl at the end, but, you know, that's just one thing. It's not... Like you said, he didn't kidnap her. He didn't, like, kidnap her family, anything like that. He didn't do anything, like, stupid like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, and the Ron Weasley and the Hermione love interest, it's thrown in there as tidbits and throughout the series.
And you know what? It's like fourth on the level.
Yeah.
Of story,
even,
of plot
even with
points.
That going on, that's something like this, where you say when you watch a movie, you just look at it and go, like, that's cute in the background. But the main story is still the focal point of what's going on.
It's the fourth. It's like, because you got the main story, then you got the stuff with Dumbledore, and then you got stuff with Snape, then you got the love story.
Yeah.
So it's fourth on the level, but you got Twilight, Host, Mortal Instruments. It's all focused on a love story, really.
Vampire Academy. I mean, they even crowbarred that in there.
I haven't seen it, but I'm not looking forward to seeing it.
She falls in love with her teacher or some shit like that. So.
There's pedophilia in this movie.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I don't know how it works because they're vampires and they live for millions of years, but, you know, at the same time, she's still a teenager in this school, so...
That's Twilight, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, the Host, Mortal Instruments, like you said, Hunger Games, it seems like the more the movies go on, they're making that more of the focal point.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, Hunger Games, I do like it, and I do like Mortal Instruments.
Like Liam Hemsworth, though, as far as that love triangle of that.
No, if it was Chris Hemsworth, yes.
Oh, anybody can love Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, he's so dreamy.
He is. Thor can hit me with his hammer anytime.
Hell yeah, sure. He can bring down the hammer and the lightning anytime he wants to on it.
Damn,
that's a good question, though.
I don't want to say it's the worst, because if it would have happened anyway, would Twilight would have happened if Harry Potter never did?
Yeah, that's a good point, too. I don't think that, yeah.
Lord of the Rings, I think, was in the progress of happening before Harry Potter. Because that looked like it was like a two years of movie type thing.
Well, here's the thing, too. But that part one and part two thing of all that, I don't think that would have never happened if Harry Potter wouldn't have made the gangbusters of money it did with part one and two.
Yeah, you're right.
Because that's the reason why studios are doing that shit now. They're just like, well, shit, we're making money. If you make a shitload of money on the Twilight Part 1, which they did, let's just say that was the ending, and they made a shitload of money. It's like, well, we can make a shitload more money on a Part 2, which they even made an even shitload more money on Part 2.
Yeah. That's a good question.
That is a business decision at Miss Amethyst Chaos there. That is a strictly
studio decision. That is.
That is a business decision of saying we can drag.
Well, you think, do they plan it out ahead of time?
No, I don't think so, personally.
Because the Mortal Instruments movie...
You know, Twilight and Hunger, they didn't work on scripts like when it came out and shit.
Because the Mortal Instruments movie might not even have a sequel.
Harry Potter was going to do that because the book is definitely in depth about it, and J.K. Rowling was going along with it. As far as that's what should happen.
And isn't that the longest book, too?
It is the longest book. It is fucking huge, dude. It fills in the time for having two movies. Like, there's no problem with that. But when you get for something like Twilight or even The Hobbit or The Hunger Games, you could definitely put that in one movie. So, obviously, that's a business decision.
Yeah, and they could have made Twilight one movie, and they could have.
That definitely could have been one fucking movie. Because that Part 1, man, we didn't see a goddamn thing for 2 hours. That was a 2-hour-plus movie.
Yeah, like Mortal Instruments, because that's why I asked about the feature, because Mortal Instruments sequel is up in limbo, because it kind of bombed.
Didn't they greenlight a sequel already, though?
There was word that they did, but then they held back due to that they didn't make lots of money. I think they just made over budget.
And see, here's the thing, I bet if Vampire Academy or Mortal Instruments or even the host would have made a fucking shitload of money, I guarantee they would have had a fucking trilogy greenlighted and probably found some way to broke up that third movie somehow.
And do they hang off a sequel?
Yeah.
I know Mortal Instruments did, Host did. I've never seen Vampire Academy, so I don't know if it hang off on a sequel.
The thing about Vampire Academy, yeah, it can. I mean, it could go on to more, but obviously that movie failed like a motherfucker. I think that failed worse than, I think, the Host and Mortal Instruments.
I don't even think it's on the list anymore for weekly things.
No, it was gone on the top five, I want to say, the first week.
I don't even think second run theaters are even showing it anymore.
I want to say it made money overseas, though, if I'm not mistaken.
God damn it, they show everything over there.
I could be mistaken. I don't know if they did show it or not, but it could be. But, oh my god,
that's like probably the best question we've ever had.
Yeah, and I'm about 50-50 on that, because I wouldn't have had to sit through a Part 2 of things.
I cannot say that,
because you gotta think, how many more of this are we gonna get?
I don't know what other books there are.
Man, I didn't even know Vampire Academy was based on books, so apparently there's a lot of these shits, and Amethyst Chaos will tell you about that as well. There's a ton of these fucking books, so.
That's a good question.
Hey, with this guy, can I go 50-50? How about that?
I would say I'm kind of with you, because who knows if we would have had these movies if Harry Potter didn't do this. Because when did the Twilight books came out? Mid-2000?
Oh, hell yeah, they came way longer up.
So Eric came out like one after the third Harry Potter?
Oh, I just thought of one.
What?
I just thought of a book that's getting a film too that might do this as well.
What?
You know what I'm talking about. It's a little love book too.
50 Shades of Grey.
You know what I'm talking about.
50 Shades of Grey.
There you go.
That's gonna be like 7 movies. You know what? What about like the? I know you hate it. What about like the Cross movies if they did it right?
Well, they did the Morgan Freeman ones as well. I mean,
and because Cross, the Alex Cross series does have a huge following.
I'm not really that big a fan of Alex. And I'm not talking about the Tyler Perry one. I'm just talking about in general. I'm not really that big a fan.
He does have a lot of books.
Yeah, he has a fucking, was it 20 something or whatever?
For Alex Cross, I believe so.
16 or 26, something like that. I can't remember. Obviously, they must be popular. You can publish books. Ain't no big deal whether they're popular or not. But
yeah. Oh god.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 50-50 with this. I can't. I mean, it is the. It's the. If it's good, it's the best. I mean, because with Harry Potter, I wanted to see a part one and part two. There was so much cover that I feel like that was the best thing to do as far as pleasing the fans as well as making a part one and two, part two. As far as you go for Hunger Games and Twilight, there's no fucking reason why I need to see a part two of those movies.
Is that what she's asking about the part one, part two? Or is she asking about the...
Is that series? Do you guys think the series is the best and worst thing to happen to this?
Because it's kind of like, it could go off either way. Either question. Either.
That is the biggest thing of this series, though. Because it's influenced a lot of these newer young adult films that's coming out now.
But you're right, though. I mean, Harry Potter at least did it right because you said it had to.
It had the source material to follow it.
But we've seen Twilight. It didn't need a part two. Yeah, you already said Mockingjay does not need a part two.
No.
But Harry Potter, it worked. It worked well. The first one is very, very, very good. Yeah. Second one's so much better, though. But the first one's very good. But, you know, it's like you said, it's up to the studios.
Yeah, and they're going to... If it's making money, then obviously they're going to make a part two, so...
But can you say the same? Is Avengers doing something like that with Avengers 1, Avengers 2?
Well, no, because you know they got the universe going, so they don't need to.
Yeah.
Well, all they got to do is just build it up to the next movie and shit like that. So they don't have to do shit like that, which they're not. So it wouldn't make sense because they need, like, oh, Avengers Part 2 is coming out right here, but 2.5 comes out the year following. They're not going to do that because of the fact that they got three other Marvel movies coming out that year to tie in with, so it's hard. Hell no. A comic movie wouldn't do that.
Kind of like you got to think like the Jackass series. When it's released on DVD, there's like Jackass 2.5.
Yeah, but that's just added features,
Yeah, and that's stupid. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's like whatever. Yeah, it's like...
I'm 50-50, too. I mean, I don't know if these movies would happen if it wasn't for Harry Potter. But Harry Potter did the right thing with the splitting of the final because they, like you said, it kind of had to.
Yeah. Unless it would have been 1 4-hour fucking movie.
Because you got to admit, though.
I probably wouldn't have had a problem watching that 4 hour movie.
How much, if they just did one movie for the finale, how many people would have been pissed that they left shit out?
It probably wouldn't have been as satisfying as it was with the part one and part two. Let's just say that.
Yeah, because...
I feel this was more satisfying.
And
Twilight, I didn't feel anything was satisfying because I was just like, wow.
Just that final battle scene? And then when you find out what happens...
This franchise has been leading up to a dream of a battle.
Yeah.
Fuck you, movie.
It pretty much was a big fuck you to everyone.
Yeah, man, fuck you, movie. That has got to be the big... I remember when I saw that, I was scratching my head, and people were clapping. I was looking at that like... Alright, I'm not a fan of this, but if I was, I'd be pretty pissed off right now that I sat through how many of these fucking movies for this epic battle that they kept talking about, and this is what happens?
Yeah.
Man, this could have been solved in the first fucking movie, dude.
It should have just left it at the first one.
Dude.
They could have made one Twilight movie.
That shit could have been solved in one movie where that chick goes to whatever the fuck that shit's called, goes to his castle and just shows him the future. And he'd be like, you know what? Fuck it then. yeah, fuck that movie, man. Oh, whatever. I gotta get out of here now, though. People, that's been another edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 44. Man,
two.
We've got 42 episodes now. I'm your host, Phenomenal, MoviesWorldPodcast.com.
This is Z from thefancritic.com.
And we will get you bastards later, people.
Bastards.